Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, guys. This is a podcast.
Hello, podcast.
Hey. Hello, podcast. How are you? I have a problem again with Zara.
Go on.
I haven't spent a euro there in a long time. All my money goes to Vinted these
well
days.
Well done.
But I think you need to just put a little bit of work in here to tell me not to do this. So you know how instantaneous I need things? Like Fiona wore a pair of earrings into work once and I was like, where did you get them? I want to order them now. I love them. I fall in love with stuff really, really quickly. Not as often as I used to, but then every now and again, like someone wears a pair of runners and I'm like, oh my God, no, it's not a want, it's a need. Like
You fall in love just a little bit
every day with a new product. But my friend Blana walked into the pub the other night, we were all out, and she's wearing the coolest mofo jacket I have ever seen.
You've after getting yourself a load of jackets.
I have too many jackets. Yeah. And now it was a cool jacket. It was like very bikery, which wouldn't normally be my look, but like I kind of got a bang of this is way out of my like price range office.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, where did you get the jacket? The jacket's fab. She was like, Zara. I was like, are you joking? Like, Zara does cool stuff, but this was like next level cool, you know?
It didn't look like Zara.
No, it looked like boutique or something that's one off or Vinted or something whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, Zara can be cheeky. I was like, probably in the 100, like 100 and something. She was like, no, 59.
No way.
I got a really good coat from Zara the couple of weeks ago for 60.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. That's really good. That's great.
So what have I done? Immediately I got her to send me the link and I asked for to tell me when it was coming back in stock. So every morning they send an email at 3:10 in the morning, Zara do, saying this is back in stock. And every morning I wake up at 5:30, I'm like, surely who the else in the world is up at this hour? Come on.
Yeah.
It's gone.
That's
mad. That's so annoying.
I checked this morning. It's on Zara South King Street downstairs. Told me the location, so I need to go.
No wonder you're trying to start the podcast so early.
We're doing this in the show. It's 9:52. We're still on air.
I have to go. I'll be back to do my bits, but I need to leave.
I would have sent you out during the show.
Ah, shit.
It's very important.
Could have been content.
Actually, that would have been a bit of crack.
Yeah,
okay,
everyone wants to buy a coat.
The only thing is, it told me in the shop exactly where it is, and it's downstairs where there's no reception, so I couldn't even go on live with your anything.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to see this jacket now.
Oh, it's so cool.
I need to wait around and, get the debut. Very, very good.
And then, no more Zara for me.
Really? Really? Until a new obsession walks into the pub door.
Yeah.
Wearing this.
Don't forget to switch the suit.
Wearing only this.
Good luck, lads.
Good luck to you.
Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Hope you're well.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to today for many reasons, including the fact that I have an ailment that requires a very satisfying treatment.
You have to get a massage, do you?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, you poor Div.
Oh, I love it.
That's terrible when you have to get a massage.
Oh, my ankles are into bits. It's very rare that you can get treatment for something that's wrong with you that's actually enjoyable to hand over money to get treated.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Oh, man. She's going to rub my legs so good. I can't wait.
Is it going to be one of these kind of like sports?
Yeah.
I'm scared of those. Never had one.
I had my first one a few weeks ago for the same problem and I was like, I feel like you've healed me, but will we book in one more just to make sure?
I want to see you
just
again.
Just to be 100% sure, yeah.
Don't they absolutely hoof into you?
Absolutely hoof into you, but in the best way.
Okay.
Like, in the best way. And then do you know what she says?
Go on.
Just because we've loosened up the ankle so much, I probably wouldn't exercise at all for a few days.
Oh, well, if that's what the doctor says.
If that's what the doctor says, you go home and you put your feet up and you don't even think, I can't even walk to the fridge, lads. Did you know I have an ailment?
Unfortunately, you don't have a choice in that. Like, that's what you've been prescribed.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit down. So it's out of your hands.
I'm absolutely buzzing.
Oh my God.
Bring it on, baby. Beats the doctor all day, every day.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
And I'll tell you what Katy Perry likes to do. She likes to announce her new relationship by kissing a former prime minister on a boat. If you didn't see this yesterday, I think it was kind of coming to fruition yesterday. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. It's been rumoured for a while.
I think about two months.
I think they were seen out to dinner and a few other bits and people were kind
walking in a park somewhere in Canada.
You know, but it's like, oh, you could just be mates. You could just be talking about
politics.
You know, Canadian politics. Who knows? I know Katy Perry. That could be her new interest. That could be inspiration for her next album. But no, they were seen having a passionate kiss on a boat.
She was only in Belfast last weekend as well, which is so funny.
I know.
She got herself straight out over to a boat. She did two nights in Belfast.
Maybe she got back on the spaceship to get there quick enough. Who bloody knows?
It's an unlikely couple. Am I right in saying that when she was going out with Orlando Bloom, it was her surrounded the story of his big piece of...
Go on, Emma. Interesting to hear what you're saying.
Do you remember the moment when there was the picture that went around of a shadow of Orlando Bloom's
big piece of talent?
Big piece of talent. And the shadow went viral. And at the time, she was associated with him because she was going out with him as well. So they kind of announced on a boat as well.
Okay.
But at the time, everyone was like, God, Katy Perry's.
So that's her go-to.
She's got a lot to work with. A lot.
She's got a lot of source material to draw upon.
Too much.
Oh, well, that's like when it's too much, it's like I'm never going to get through that.
No.
There's not enough hours in the day.
Get away from me.
Fair enough.
Run away, Katie.
Fair enough that relationship didn't work out. Justin Trudeau maybe is working with a normal amount of source material, which is what is important to say about the former Canadian Prime Minister, age 53. So he got a lot of slack because he's on the yacht with her and they're having a kiss. He's wearing a pair of jeans, which is just not really yacht kind of clobber.
Come on.
Top off bare feet, but he's in the jeans. Yeah. It's like, are you doing a 90s family photo shoot? Or what is the crack? And this is the other detail that made me laugh. They pulled up off the coast of Santa Barbara, California. Lovely. They pulled up her boat right beside a small public whale watching boat and started wearing the face off each other. So I'm like, yous wanted to be seen.
Of course
like,
you did.
Like, people are out with their binoculars and their telescopes looking for a humpback or a sperm whale. And they saw what they saw.
Interesting choice.
Yes, I thought, what are the two most relevant whales? And that's what I went with. Thank you so much. Justice to all whales, of course. But Katy was then, she's still on tour. You know, the hustle never stops. And she was proposed to on stage last night or some night recently.
Oh. Not today! You really should have asked me about 48 hours ago.
She has to say, I know, it was quite an annoying clip. I'm sorry for that.
I was really enjoying all of this until I heard that.
I'm sorry, we don't have to listen to it again.
I can't tell you how much I loved her growing up.
I know.
And now she's carrying on like that.
No.
I can't listen.
Look, she might have a revival now that she's in a healthy relationship. But I was thinking, what other kind of celebrities could announce their relationship on what other mode of transportation?
Okay.
Naturally, where my brain went. So first of all, I was thinking Barry Keoghan and Danielle Walsh, who is an online sensation who you might not know, but I do. She makes herself interesting mixed beverages on a Saturday night and says, for prees tonight, and proceeds to drink something that will kill everyone around her. And I think her and Barry Keoghan should announce their relationship on the Stena line from Dublin to Holyhead. I just can really see happening. Next up, Sabrina Carpenter. Everyone's wondering who's she going to get with next? Who's it going to be? Obviously, who's going to pop out? Only Dermot Kennedy. And I think for them, something a bit gritty, something a bit like, ooh, oh, it's them against the world.
Like so ziplining up the Dublin Mountains or something.
Well, I was going to say the Lewis Red Line, but like equally both as dangerous. You know what I mean? Sydney Sweeney, who's she going to get with next? I was thinking she likes an older man, Eminem. And I think that will be announced on the dart. And finally, Mark Zuckerberg. I know he's married, but I know he's just a creepy lad. And I can see him announcing that he's in a relationship with the Molly Malone statue. And that will happen on the Viking Splash Tour.
You heard it here first.
Guys.
Dermot Kennedy, I'm presuming, is a married man as well. But hey, you're actually giving me hope there with your rumor.
Stranger things have happened in celeb world.
Here's Ray. This is Where Is My Husband? You're listening to Spin. I've officially overdone it, lads. I am in absolute agony this morning. And it's because I just took it a step too far yesterday. In case you don't know, I'm doing my first ever, probably likely my one and only ever.
You might get a bug for it.
Maybe. Amateur boxing fight in...
Come on!
One,
go on,
two,
Emma.
Three, four
Clean
weeks.
Bait the head off you.
Not the ethos of the group, should I say.
She'll give it a good go safely. And all above board. And nothing below the belt. Is what they say.
4 weeks and 5 days to go. And I've been pretty bad the last week. We basically have these specific kind of training camps on Mondays and Tuesdays. I've been double lessening it. So doing a normal one beforehand, then going to that one, blah, blah.
That's mad.
The week just ran away with me. My mum was visiting over the weekend. It wasn't feeling great. And I missed the weekend classes, right? Anyway, roll on to yesterday. And I'm due to be at the early class before the official training class.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep on the couch. Aww. Right? So I felt like I really needed to make up for it. And yesterday had already taken a little bit of an over-exercisey turn because right. The dog park in Marley Park has been temporarily moved.
What? Oh, has it?
Yeah, me and Seamus, my dog, arrived down to the dog park in Marley Park yesterday. Big sign up, renovations, or they're fixing something. Until April. How long does it take to fix a fence?
No way.
Like, there's a portion of the fence between the small dog park and the normal-sized dog park that's
broken. Let them mix. It's time the cockapoos learned. They can't have the run of the place.
But, like, there's a temporary railing there, but it's fairly robust and it's been in place for as long as I remember.
Grand.
What takes November, December, January, February, 5.5 months to fix a fence? Anyway, so I arrived down already like, oh, this is such a long walk. Seamus, you're so lucky of me as an owner. I'm so dedicated to you. And we arrived down. It's moved to like the back of the park.
Oh, no. And Marley Park's massive. Like,
oh, he traipses on over. It's only like another kilometre. But anyway, it felt like forever.
That's a lot.
Got to the dog park. Then when we were there, we were like, sure, we might as well do the whole loop of Marley Park after that. So I got back home after that. I was already after hitting 10,000 steps at that point. Then I checked my letterbox and I'd missed a delivery and I'd ordered 8 kilogram weights because I'm a bit of a weak link and obviously I have this amateur fight in 5 weeks. So I was like, oh, better go up the mountain and pick up them. Got into the car, went up the mountain, picked up your man. Absolutely lug the weights out of the counter. I meant, watch yourself carrying them. They're very heavy.
This is insane.
Carried 16 kg weights back.
Emma.
Moved them down. Went home and said, I better give them a go. Sure, I'm as weak as anything.
No.
Did a 15-minute workout in the arms.
Don't ever touch them. You should see me with three. Yeah. I'm like popping a blood vessel. Like, not good.
Then I said to myself, right, I woke up on the couch having missed my first boxing class. I said, I am useless. Katie Taylor would never be in this position. She'd be so dedicated. Got the dog again. Got him up and said, right, come on, we're going to run a 5K.
What?
Ran a 5K. We're now at 17,000 steps, right? Then we get in, have a quick sweaty change into something else, get over to Sandyford. They send us out on another run. Run another 2K. Go back in.
Emma.
Do sparring for an hour.
No.
That's it, actually. Thought I was going to add anything else.
You're not at your best for sparring, then.
I am absolutely broken. I did 23,500 steps yesterday.
That's
before
insane.
The weight training. That's before the sparring with my girl who I'm teamed up with. Hey, girl, how you doing?
And most of those steps were in a running motion, can we say.
In a running motion, yeah.
So
I think that's it. I don't think I need to train again until actually I get into the ring on the 15th of November.
Yeah,
I think
that's perfect. Give yourself another little arm
hoofing. Yeah.
And then you'll be fine.
But if anyone just happens to be going to the bin across the show this morning or can do any of the jobs for me, I'd
absolutely. You sit down, girl.
Thank you very much.
That is scary.
This has been. Does anyone ever say a prayer for you every night before they go to bed?
Oh, all the people who did that are no longer alive.
Oh.
But they saw me right. They saw me right for a long time. No, it's grand. They all lived happy long lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, just speaking of blessings, my granny prays for you, Callum, every night. Yeah. Praise for Fiona.
Stop.
Praise for
really?
Dave. Yep, you all get a prayer.
Who gets who does she go first?
I'd say me, to be honest.
After you. Out of the three of us.
I don't know. No. I think she just enjoys the show and wants us all well for the
morning. Because I'd say by the third blessing she'd be worn out. Do you know what I mean?
Understood.
So I hope I get to go first.
I like
so
to
I get
think
the best of it.
That Granny Phyllis is all of our granny.
I think so too.
Like, she's adopted all of it.
I need that. I remember when I was really, really young and my granny was staying with me and she was like praying in her sleep and I was trying to pray along with her because I wanted to be like her. She was actually snoring. And I was like, I thought she was like speaking in tongues.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I need to know, sorry, what did these snores sound like?
It was like, it must have been kind of like, and I was like, oh, she's obviously really close to the Lord. So I was like,
Daffy ducking your way to heaven. It's just gone 7:30. What's the crack, Alex?
Morning, guys.
It's fully charged, recharged.
Big props to bands and artists and people who entertain on stage and pubs and clubs around the place.
Oh, yeah.
Who take requests.
Yes.
I feel like I've lost my confidence when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Maybe the odd time. It depends on when and where. But certainly in the situation like we were in last Friday night, when a band says, right, lads, this is it. Last song, we're out of here. I wouldn't have the neck to go and ask for a request at that point. Last Friday, there was a big gang of us. My mom was visiting. We were out with some friends. And we were in, I have to say, one of my newfound favourite pubs. I will be back with bells on as soon as I can. The Celt Pub on Talbot Street.
Oh, yeah. You were saying, it looks class.
Unbelievable.
It looks absolutely incredible.
As soon as you walk in, live music, you think, that's it. That's the pub. Nope. Go out. There's like a whole middle area. Go out the back. There's like an event space. It was really cool. I was like, I need to be out in this part of town more often. It was class. So my mom is out. We're all on the dance floor having a boogie and they say, that's it, lads, last song. And my mom goes, ah. So this group of family friends, whenever we go away, you might remember we go on the island trips once a year where we try and go and hit a different Irish island.
So cute.
There's always like the song of the trip, which is the Black Velvet Band.
Okay.
My mom went, no, they can't finish. They haven't done the Black Velvet Band yet. And I was like, ah, sure, ma'am. Whatever, like,
we're not on the island anymore, yeah. Katie.
It's time. We're on Talbot Street. People want to go home. Their parking is going to start charging them again in 20 minutes. Let them leave. She went, give me a tissue.
Oh, my God.
So I didn't really know what was going on, assuming she had to blow her nose or something. But no, she took out a clean tissue, grabbed a pen from her bag, and went old school with request.
That's good. Hi, thank there. You for pointing out it's clean.
My name is Katie. Please play the Black Velvet Band. It means a lot to the group people were out with.
Aww.
And off she went and handed it up. And I kind of thought, oh, I don't know now. They're probably done. No. Arise, they shone like diamonds.
There's always time for the Black Velvet Band.
The celebrations, legends, that band. But I just thought, you know what? I need to get my confidence back when it comes to a good request.
Yeah. Oh my God, absolutely. I have a story about this. So my fiance, Dwayne, he was best man at a wedding a couple of years ago, or he was groomsman or whatever. I know it's all equal these days with the groom party because of woke. So yeah, there's no hierarchy. So it was one of his best friends who he grew up with, Luke. And this was the DJ at this stage. It wasn't even the band. So it was like less of a mad request. And he was like, please, I'm the best man for the groom. Can you play some Creed song? I don't know, some sort of young rock that like lads who were coming of age and back in the 2000s would have loved. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like they were
big,
like,
scary posters in their bedroom.
Yeah, vibes. Like Dwayne and his friend, like they're little wrestling lads. Like they would have loved this. And he was like, please, he will absolutely lose his mind. Like, I'm not taking the mic. Like, this is just a really important song for him. It's his wedding. It'll make us nice. And the DJ was like, no, I don't do requests, like, sorry mate. And I'm like, you're a DJ.
If,
like,
you're at a wedding, you have to take requests.
Yeah. And it's like, you can cue the song. I don't know how DJing works, okay? I don't know how I have this job, but I'm like, you could, you know, put the song on. And so Dwayne even slipped him a 20 euro, and the guy goes, alright, Grant, listener, he never played the song. And he took the 20 euro.
Wait, he took 20 euro off Dwayne.
Yeah.
Pocketed it and didn't play the song.
Never played it. Never made this man's wedding.
The only thing I could say is, if it's not in a memory stick, he genuinely might not have had it.
But then say no.
Exactly.
Don't take the 20 quid. Get
back at 20 quid.
Don't go off and get a lovely chipper for yourself.
I was just telling you, at the weekend, I was at the Celt Bar on Talbot Street. Such good crack. Amazing live music. Honestly, can't recommend enough.
Love it.
But my mom was with me. And the gang of friends we were with, the kind of song that we always, I don't know, go mad for, is the Black Velvet Band. And when the band said, that's it, we're done, my mom was like, no! So she reached for a clean tissue
And went old school by dropping a request to the stage. And it worked. I was saying I need to get the confidence back and request more stuff on nights out. On all that, Marcy Guilfoyle, who you know from Spin here at the weekends and who is a very busy DJ, constantly on stage DJing, has sent us a voice note about kind of an interaction he had when someone was looking for a request, more so reviewing the music that Martin was playing, for example, right? Have a listen.
Hey guys, there's one that proper comes to mind. I was playing in a place in Dungarvan in County Waterford. Hey. This is a very, very long time ago. Could be 11, 12 years ago. There was just one girl who would just not go away. Like, she would not leave me alone. Like, if I treated her, if she worked in a cafe and I was treating her the way she was treating me, I'd end up in jail. Okay. This is bad. This is terrible. What are you doing? You're ruining my life. My night is terrible. Blah, 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 blah. You know yourself. I just got to the point where I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. So she comes up one last time and she's like, this song is terrible. Change it. So I just turned to her. I was fed up. I was sassy. And I said, your outfit is terrible. Change it. Me thinking I was like quick off the mark. She comes back 10 minutes later. No. 10 minutes later. Wearing a different dress.
No.
And then she's like, will you play my song now? I was like standing there in absolute awe. I was just like, oh my God. Like, I have to do whatever this girl wants. She has just gone off and she has just won this battle. I don't know if she lived nearby and she went home. I don't know if she had a second dress in her bag or whatever way it was, but it is something I will never forget.
Wow.
What? What a queen.
What?
How the hell? I want to know what song she was after.
Oh, please.
Send
tell
us another
us.
Voice note.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
That's wild.
That is absolutely insane.
Honestly, if you want to hear a song that bad, just go to the bathroom, throw it on your Spotify while you're having a wee and move on.
I love how she just didn't rise to it and she's like, right, I'll change my dress. Yeah. Now what? What a legend.
What a legend.
1038 Dublin.
In the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. How are you doing, guys? Panic stations are go here in the office this morning. My God, we have some very important visitors in.
To Spin, famously.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they're into the larger office that we share with some other important radio stations. Not that Spin's not important, but we're important to other people in other ways. There's a presidential debate happening in our office today, and we've gotten a load of warning emails. Make sure you have your desk tidy.
It's no honestly
coffee
like when the
cups.
I'm trying to think, like, what's the school?
Oh, who was the guy, the examiner, like, who'd come in? Like, all I can think of is Superintendent Chalmers from The Simpsons. But, like, there was like, an Irish school version of that, definitely.
There was, yeah.
Or, like, yeah, there's someone coming in examining the teacher who's going to sit in the back of the room and just make sure everything is great. And everything.
So the two candidates are in today.
Yeah. Sorry, they have bigger fish to fry. They're going to be debating each other on national radio and everyone weighing in. Do you think they're like, God, it's a real shame I saw a coat on the back of that chair.
Yeah.
That's thrown me right off my game. Let me have a look around that desk. A coffee cup? I'm off.
Yeah.
I'm off. And that is shocking now.
And I'm going to blame that person in dirty Spin for losing a presidential
debate. I'd say that's
debate.
A Spin presenter,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Crusty old Stanley Cup hasn't even washed out the straw.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Dave is in New York City. He'll be back with us on Monday.
We miss him dearly. But while he's gone, we get to do what he doesn't like doing, and we get to talk about our dogs. I do actually have a funny story about my dog Danish that happened last weekend. I think it was on Friday. I was taking her out for a little walk, and my dog, she's an anxious type. She's definitely got a few issues watching her. She's a bit of a loose cannon.
She's a rescue, isn't she? So you don't know what she's been through
she's
in her past life.
Yeah, and she's got all sorts going on, God bless her. She's grand in the house, but out and about, she'd be a bit reactive, meaning she goes ballistic when she sees any big dogs. She goes ballistic when she sees any dog that would be smart enough to sign a check. Any dog with a job, like a sheepdog, German Shepherd, Golden Retriever, any dogs that could hold a pen, he doesn't like.
Okay.
She's threatened. So she will really mouth
they
off.
They might have given her a good telling off in school in her younger days.
I think because, like, so she's a lurcher. Like, they're
lurchers are kind of nervous, give me nervous energy anyway.
A little
they?
Bit nervy, and they're not probably the sharpest tools in the animal kingdom.
Can I ask
love
you, is
my
she the fastest dog ever?
She's so fast, but she's even getting it like a little bit lazy at this stage. She's going to be four next month, and I feel like she'll go for one little lap of a run and then she just stops and eats some grass and she's like, I'm over it. Like, especially because, like, say if I'm out with like friends or my dad, like my dad loves to see her run. He's like, please, like, can we take her off for a run? And she'll do one lap and be like, sorry, that's it. That's all I have for you.
Just to quickly say, I was in the dog park yesterday with my dog and the only other dog in there was a little lurcher. And I love when you meet a lurcher because you're like, my fella's going to try so hard to chase and he's going to be exhausted because he'll never catch her.
Yeah, I know. It's the dream for all other dog owners when one comes in. But so, so I was bringing Daners out of the park. We'd just been for our walk and a big Rottweiler starts walking into the park, as is his right. This Rottweiler is absolutely beautiful dog, minding its own business, not bothering anyone. But my dog starts mouthing off like she's met this Rottweiler down the pub a few years ago and has unfinished business with him. And obviously, you know, if you're an owner of a big dog like that, the Rottweiler's owner is like, don't mind my fella, he's absolutely grand, he'd be no bother. And then I look like a arse because it's like as if I've trained my dog to not like the big dogs. But that's not it at all. She's just a bit scared. So I'm there trying to explain to her. I'm like, no, she's absolutely fine, but she's just a bit reactive. It's not your dog, it's my dog. Like, she just doesn't really. And it's like, shut up, Fiona. It's the most awkward thing to try and explain. Mm. And as I'm explaining this to this lovely man and his Rottweiler, obviously Instagram stories were like playing in my pocket or something, and what starts playing and I can't stop it while I'm trying to explain to this man is this song. Sorry, no, she's absolutely fine, don't worry, your dog is gorgeous, by the way, how old is he? Anyway, see you later. I was just going to pull her away across the road. Absolute nightmare. I couldn't reach into the phone to turn it off because, like, it was urgent. I thought my dog was going to like lurch at this poor Roddy.
So someone had to use it as obviously like a sound on their Instagram story. Yeah.
And the best
soundtrack for
I was
the
like, this is the worst song for this moment.
But also more calming than a Metallica song, maybe.
So true. And then I was just like, God, what could have been more embarrassing to play at that moment? Or I was thinking, like, say if I'm like at the self-service checkout, like scrambling to like top up my Revolut, I would really need the grind to swallow up me whole if this started playing. So loud and you can't turn it off. Like,
everything's screaming already. There's so much noise already.
Like, haunts my dreams. Or say, like, when you're in the dentist waiting room and you're like, I haven't flossed since the last time I was here. You're trying to, like, kind of floss with your tongue, like, before you get in, and they give you an absolute bollocking and this starts playing. I got a feeling. And for whatever reason, I just can't turn it off.
There's nothing more embarrassing than when music won't stop playing.
And it's so loud. And I'm like, my phone has always been on silent. Finally, I feel like in any scenario, if this, and now she smashed it, but if this played and I couldn't turn it off, I'd be mortified. Shout out, Lyra. You killed it. But imagine you're trying to break up with someone and this is playing in your pocket because you were crying at the rendition.
You simply can't even, you can't even cope with continuing the breakup. You just get really...
Be like, do you know what? Really, let's stay together another month.
For this country. Let's make this
Pereira.
For once and for all. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. The home of the Naughty Threesome kicking off at 10 this morning. Playing you somber now, though. This is Back to Friends on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Mimi Webb and Red Flags on Spin with
Emma. Here, come here.
Sorry, Fiona. I actually hate to cut across you, but there's something quite important we must get to this morning.
Oh.
I regret, and Spin 103 regrets to inform you of the following upcoming death.
Dave died.
Dave's fine. Dave's fine.
All right.
We wish to inform you of the soon-to-be passing of a once great music icon. I'm talking about MTV's UK Music Channels. On December 31st of this very year, New Year's Eve, 5 of MTV's UK music channels, including MTV Music, MTV 80s, MTV 90s, Club MTV and MTV Live, will officially take their final bowie.
Oh my God, very good, very good. Wait, I can't believe this. What about like MTV 2, MTV Base? Are they still things? Because I haven't watched
Fiona,
the
I know this is shocking, but
time.
I must get through the death.
Sorry.
Born in 1981 in the US to proud parents, pop and rock, MTV spent its youth delivering groundbreaking music videos.
Truly.
Questionable fashion choices and so much eyeliner.
Really did.
The first words they ever spoke. Don't get Madonna on me now, but a cheeky message in its first song, some might say. But who's in treble now? Alexa's Spotify, vinyl, radio, good old-fashioned audio are to blame for the pulling of this particular plug. In its prime, MTV was the place to be for me, learning lyrics, singing into hairbrushes. I was busy as a Bieber. But in its later years, it took a turn, trading its guitars for Geordies and bangers for Naked Dating UK.
Yes.
Though the music has stopped on those channels, MTV HD will live on, playing reality shows and clinging to its youth like a middle-aged woman with a laboo-boo.
Now, okay.
let's take a moment to remember the real good old days.
Yeah.
I can be your hero, baby.
Come on. Yes.
Such excellent, excellent times.
Oh my God, they really take me back.
Rest in power, dear friend. It is such a sad time for music video lovers.
It is.
I don't know if you know, Fiona, I tend to spend a lot of my Saturday nights, now I must admit, not necessarily on music channels anymore, but more so on YouTube. I love an Elle music video. I'm probably one of the very few who still watch
them.
Who's
still watching, yeah.
But they are shutting down. Very much an end of an era. I
don't think that's necessary to do. I think that is like an awful choice by them.
But who's watching them anymore though? That's the problem, isn't it?
Revive them. Like, you're just basically admitting, oh yeah, music and artistry is dead.
I think it's more so that just on demand is there instead, and the likes of YouTube and stuff are just there instead on telly and smart TV and everything. People saying like it used to once unify music fans across continents before the internet did.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a music video platform. It was people saying a lifestyle, a cultural force, and often a young person's first exposure to global music trends, counterculture and even style. So there you go.
Yeah, do you remember just like sitting on a Saturday afternoon and just watching the music channels all day?
And you'd almost get used to the playlist knowing that in three more songs, like Nelly will come back on with whatever hot in here.
Or like trying to like record like off your like Nokia for like to get the ringtone off, like, because you're not paying a euro from the back of a magazine.
Not.
Sorry,
no.
Absolutely not.
Do you remember that one? Was it called Stars TV? And you used to be able to send in your selfies to the bottom right hand corner.
Oh my God, yeah. Stars
never
with
made
a Z,
it.
Obviously.
Yeah, of course. That was it.
So good.
But I wouldn't mind if they're making way for something class, but they're not. It's just the likes of the Geordie Shores and all that
and
again.
And like Teen Mom Series 97.
Yes, exactly. Or IP. Fiona, just after 8 o'clock, Fiona was telling us that she was out with her dog Danish the other day. A nervous lurcher. And not Fiona, the dog.
we're one and the same.
And Fiona was trying to handle a situation where her dog was freaking out with a Rottweiler around, and while trying to deal with this already chaotic situation, an Instagram story in Fiona's pocket was playing You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story, and she couldn't switch it off. Well, on that, a message in from Caroline. I was at my godmother's funeral.
Oh,
people
God.
Sitting behind me, one of their three phones started ringing, and it was this. The Exorcist theme tune. The whole church cracked up.
No.
It was priceless. That can't have been an accident.
No, I'd have to laugh at that. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's Tuesday, turn that frown upside down. We welcome you into Top 10 Tuesday, and sadly for me, I'm going to look like a fool.
Hey,
a fool, I tell you today.
It could be a topic that really suits you.
I doubt it. Basically, normally I'm the one who puts Dave and Fiona and you listening under pressure, but as Dave's not here, I'm going to look like a massive fool today because I have to actually take part.
You never know. So welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This week, it's where I, producer Callum, give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. We've done in the past the last 10 performers at Croke Park, twice, and the least populated counties in Ireland, and loads more. Emma and Fiona, you have 3 lives each this morning, and you'll take it in turns to complete my top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. When you lose all 3 lives, it's game over, kaput. If you can't fill out the top 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 087 711 1038 to help you guys out to try and fill out this top 10 list. I think you'll hate this one this week.
Why? Why'd you do it to us?
Because it's pretty easy.
Okay.
But you'll be like, Callum, why did you do this? I chose this because if Dave was here, he'd get all 10 of them straight away. So I had to give you a bit of a challenge. So this morning on Top 10 Tuesday, I am looking for the
something
last
sporty anyway.
10 host nations of the men's FIFA World Cup.
Ah, you horrible man.
I'm not going to get one. I am not going to get one.
So the last 10 host nations of the men's FIFA World Cup. I'm not looking for capital cities here. So if the UK was in there, I'm not looking for London. I'm looking for host nations of the last 10 World Cups. Okay. And I'll give you a bit of a hint. We go from 2022, that was the last World Cup,
right,
and this list goes all the way to, Fiona was about 10 years old at the time, 1986.
Horrible.
You are horrible. A nasty article, Callum.
So
I was thinking of the Euros there, but that's not
so
it.
So the last 10 host nations of the men's FIFA World Cup, Emma Nolan will start with you.
Spain
is not in the top 10.
Brilliant.
I can't wait for the person who's going to call in and get all of these. What about Brazil?
Brazil, Fiona Frawley, 2014, it's number 3.
Yes!
Come to Brazil, they said. And the World Cup said, okay.
Back to you, Emma.
America.
The United States.
Of
America. Will be hosting the World Cup in 2026 alongside Mexico and Canada. And they last hosted the World Cup in 1994, meaning they're number 8.
Go on! I'm just going to keep shouting random countries.
USA!
But that's the thing.
USA!
Just think of big, popular countries, and they're probably in the list.
Yeah. Did Korea do this?
Which one?
South.
Come on, God.
They were joint hosts with Japan in 2002.
Yes.
They're number 6.
That's what I'm saying.
Well done, Fiona.
So does that rule out China then? If it was joint?
No, Korea, Japan.
Are you saying that?
Yeah, Japan is now out because
gone.
the 2002 World Cup was joint hosted by Japan and South Korea.
Okay, because you hesitated, I'm going to go China.
China's not on the list.
Damn it!
And when you said China. When you said USA was at number 8, is that again with Canada and Mexico?
No,
right
it was the USA hosted on their own in 1994.
Okay, would Germany be on this kind of buzz?
I was thinking Germany, yeah.
Would
if
Germany?
Real German
would Germany be on this kind of buzz?
Are you putting in Germany? Yeah. Be asking me the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Germany hosted the FIFA World Cup for the men in 2006. They're
Come
number
on.
5.
Back in the nest.
Yeah, you're doing well.
So wait, what number is that now?
So that's number 5.
France,
so, Germany. So far, I'm looking for the last 10 host stations of the men's FIFA World Cup. 1 and 2 are empty. Brazil is number 3. Number 4 is empty. Germany, number 5. Japan and South Korea, number 6. 7 is empty. The USA is number 8. And number 9 and 10 are empty.
Say any of the big boys, Emma.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of the other big boys. Okay, in the last 10 years, was it ever on?
The last 10 World
Cups.
Sorry,
the last 10 World Cups.
So it went back to the 80s.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to think. Like, was the UK there? Like, I don't know. Australia. I'm going to go for the UK.
The UK No.
That's me out.
England's last host of the World Cup in 1966, the year that they won it.
Okay.
So Emma is out, Fiona. So you've not lost a life here yet.
Yeah, that's mad.
So keep going.
But it gets painful when I haven't lost any and I'm like, I got nothing. Will we say Australia then?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Australia's not on the list. Okay. That's one life gone.
Right.
Okay. For a Euro, can I name a country? Right.
I think Europe, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, you said Spain. Not Portugal, no.
Are you a locking in Portugal?
Yeah,
Portugal loses you a life. You've only one life left.
Who else does be hanging around the place? Italy?
Italy.
I know, I'm out. Like, it's grand.
Is in at number 9.
Yes, well done.
1990.
Oh, this is actually painful because I'm like, I can't keep going.
You're doing really well, Fiona.
Oh yeah, Italia. That's not the
Italia
World Cup, was it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys. Of course. Of course. Right. Something in Argentina.
Argentina, no. Gone. Okay. Dunzo. Okay. So we are out of time. So we are looking for the last 10 host nations of the men's FIFA World Cup. The girls did actually do very well. They got half the list there. That's 50%.
Come on.
No, Fiona did all right. You did terribly. So we are looking for the last 10 host nations of the men's FIFA World Cup. Number one is blank. That was 2022. Number two is blank. That was 2018. Brazil is in number three. Number four is blank. Germany is number five. Japan and South Korea is number six. Number seven is blank. Number eight is the USA. Number nine is Italy. And number 10 is blank. Can you help us fill out that list? There's a pair of IMC Cinema passes for each question you get correct. 087 711 1038. Can you fill in the top 10 last host nations of the men's FIFA World Cup?
I didn't like that one. Callum. Here's Sabrina Carpenter in tears. You're listening to Spin. Fiona, there's been rumours for a while about loads of cameos in The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Oh, yeah.
And loads of people kind of, I got poo-craved. I saw lots of celebrities on the streets and people saying, oh, this person has been, shot filming The Devil Wears Prada 2, and they weren't the case.
It's tough because it's been filmed in New York.
Exactly.
There's a load of celebs walking around New York.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Dave Hammond seen arriving on set for The Devil Wears Prada 2. Like.
I've been caught out so many times, but in this case, it is confirmed Lady Gaga will appear in The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Wow.
Yes, 100% locked in. And in the midst of touring as well, she went from like a big string of sold out shows in the UK to filming on the streets of Milan. So that's exciting.
Deadly.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello!
Hey, how are you getting on? Good, good. Something absolutely devastating happened to me the other day.
Oh, God.
Right, I was really needing some Nutella recently. Do you know, the Nutella, it actually kind of gets a bit hard and loses its flavour quite quickly, I find.
I love,
if you're not in there every day.
If you're not in the tub every day. Yeah. My brother is a big Nutella fan. So over the years, he lives in Australia now, but when I went to visit my parents' house, they'd always have Nutella at home for him.
Yeah.
What a vibe. You kind of forget, you go in to like look for the salt and you're like, oh,
you're like,
my
there's
God,
Nutella.
Give me
like
a slice of bread
get
now.
Get that onto a nice white bread now.
Do you know what else it's great on? Sorry now, but I'm just getting excited
no,
at the
on.
Thought of it. Yum. On an L cracker, a Jacob's cream cracker and Nutella.
That doesn't do it for me now. I'm like, it needs to be like soft white bread.
Oh, I'd also argue like toast, no?
For toast, it's a bit too hard or a bit too crummy or something. This is just me. Anyway, no, I'm very, very difficult to please. And so I had like a goo on me for some Nutella. And I went to my local Dunn's. There was like shortage of Nutella. Like every other like brand of like chocolate, like spread or whatever. And I had to slum it and get the Bon Maman chocolate spread. You know, like the jam, like with the like red and white... the red and white kind of checkered lid. The real like traditional looking jam. I got like the Nutella root. It was grand. It obviously does. It's not the same. And I came home the other day and my fiance Dwayne had got me a jar of Nutella. Thank you very much. Absolutely beautiful. Stunning. I grabbed it off the shelf and immediately smashed the entire thing onto the ground. And I was like, can I get in there? Kind of like
no.
The breaking.
The very quick answer is no.
No. I had to give up again.
Shards
there
of
were
glass.
There were shards of glass throughout, but it was an absolute sickness.
I know
away.
What a mess.
And like because it's so
moist
creamy
at the beginning.
And rich and clumpy. The glass was throughout.
So there was no winning.
But
so how quickly did you get yourself to another shop to
I still haven't bought it. The wounds are too deep. I've been hurt.
Your
I could do it again.
When you
tried to eat it off the floor.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
How are you doing? What's the crack?
How are you getting on? Big news yesterday.
Yes.
For people who really kind of, you know, came alive in the 2010s and who still feel that culture deep within their veins, myself and others included. A beloved TV show is rumoured and I think pretty much confirmed to be making its return to the airwaves. It's this.
Oh, a friend? Since when have you had other friends? Oh, friend.
I knew him from when we was doing trials at West Ham. He's moved into the area. He's just some guy.
Some guy? Oh, he's just some guy. Oh, he's just some guy.
That's all it is.
Just a friend from when Jay had trials at West Ham that never happened. Don't forget the thumbs up. Oh, friend. Oh, friend.
Oh, so good. I remember so well watching it for the first time with my then boyfriend. I was a young teenager. And we were in the sitting room of his house. And we were like, go on, throw it on. Because we probably shouldn't have been watching it because it was so bold.
It was bold.
And his sister, who was well older than him and was kind of like almost a mother figure or whatever, walked in and we'd be like,
nothing. I'm not doing anything.
Back over to the Sunday game.
It was so good. I used to do that with South Park. I used to have it turned down so low that I couldn't even like hear what was happening.
It just felt
bad. We're talking about the Inbetweeners. Oh my God. Just incredible show. Even that friend thing I haven't seen in so many years. And the way they tapped into such true things about like obviously I didn't grow up in a group of lads because I'm a woman. But like just the things that lads will give each other like a rotten time like for saying a friend or a mate or whatever and it's like you will never live that down. Jay, which even though it's not high in the scale of embarrassing things that you have done over the course of the series and subsequent films,
it's one of those things that you know, as a show for us it was just perfect at the age that we were. But it's one of those things that like if your dad or not probably your dad probably find it a bit funny, but you know your mom would be a bit like, What are you doing watching that? Like, that's so inappropriate.
It's awful. My mom watches it with my brother and she does love it, to be fair, because she loves kind of rude things. But she's just a legend, you know what I mean? She's a bit of crack, like she's not like the other mass. So obviously there were some themes discussed in the Inbetweeners and some scenes executed that might not work today.
No.
You know, and a lot of people are talking about
this. And you do find
this.
Yourself like saying to yourself, this hasn't aged well.
No.
You know? And it hasn't in many ways.
It's very much a period piece. Like even with the music and everything, it's really of a time. And looking
almost
back.
Now if you see a clip online, you're like, I shouldn't even be laughing at that.
No. You're going, that's awful. God forgive me. But like you're dying laughing. And this is kind of the discourse online. It's like, is it just going to be crap? Like, or.
And it's the same cast, which is so exciting.
That's
like, it's not like a remake with like telling the same stories through a different lens. Like two different characters at the same age. They're going to be older lads now as well. So like one of them will be married. You know, they're going to be dealing with different kind of situations in life. They'll be living with their mas. And going to house parties after school.
Exactly.
So I'm really interested to know how they're going to create the same crack. When it is kind of an age group where they should know a bit better. Not like young fellas in school.
I'd say it has to be something around a stag or something like that. Then that's really the only way you could probably get lad banter around.
Yeah, it's like they haven't seen each other in years. One of them's a divorced dad, like meeting up like with his child at a Wimpy's on a Saturday.
Do you know what? That's probably the plot for you.
Like, not that I am in with the script writers, but I was like thinking back about some of my favourite storylines from the Inbetweeners when I originally watched, and I was like, how will I recreate these for a 2025 audience? So a great episode is Field Trip, when the boys go on a school tour and Simon falls naked into the sea and Neil famously punches a fish to death.
Difficult
scene for us all to watch. So I was thinking, how will we modernise that? The boys go on a school tour and observe local flora and fauna from a distance in a solar-powered electrical boat. So it's great for the environment, and it's great for everyone all around. Another great episode, Thorpe Park. Simon passes his driving test first go because instructor Tracy is an inappropriate lady, and no one, as the saying goes, no one really knows what happens on that driving test, but he very much passed it first go. Okay. Woke version. Simon completes his mandated 12 EDT driving lessons in an appropriate time frame, undertakes his driving test with a registered Garda-vetted instructor, and transports his peers safely to Thorpe Park.
Love it.
And it's all above board.
Nice. Kind.
And like some of the stories I obviously can't even discuss on radio. So the final one I've gone for is exam time, when Will freaks out about his exams and drinks too many energy drinks and soils himself.
Oh my God,
during a test in a room full of his classmates. So what I've gone for a modern version, Will gives himself ample time to prepare for his exams after already gaining a significant amount of marks through continuous assessment modules throughout the year. He stays energized through a diet of healthy fats and proteins and plenty of water. He's happy with his results.
I can't wait to tune in, guys.
And he has like a really positive relationship with the school, and they have like counselors to help them out.
Help is on board. The principal is a happy man.
This is Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Hello.
Hope all is good. It's not good for me at the moment, lads. Not to be a whinge, but it's that time of year, and those of us who have to struggle through the annual official Big L tax return.
Oh no.
It's always a time of year that gives me awful anxiety. Like, am I going to go to prison for no reason?
Probably.
Like, do I have enough saved up for this? Am I like 25 grand short somehow? You know what I mean? Am I going to be out in the streets? Like, am I going to have to tell my parents I'm going to have to move back home because I can't afford to pay my rent? Like, what's going to happen? Killer. Every year after year, it's always fine and typically have saved enough. But still, you have to go through the whole rigmarole of going through all the files and getting it all back to an accountant and all that kind of carry on, okay?
Hell.
And over the weekend, that was the time I'd really dedicated to do it. I was like, you need to sit down and just get it done. Mm. Put a timer on your phone or look at the clock and say, you know, after an hour, take a break, but just do it. Just sit down and do it.
Yeah.
And obviously, of course, I didn't. Mm. Instead, I found loads of other things to do to keep me going in that hour, and I still haven't got to it.
Yeah.
Really exciting things, more worthwhile things, more entertaining things, such as I genuinely went through the kitchen table in my rented house is actually gorgeous. I wish I had something like it if I ever own my own home. Unlikely. But it's like a big plank of wood, essentially.
Yeah.
With all those grooves in it, like real deep grooves. It's gorgeous.
I'd
love one of my own someday. But I decided to go through every groove of that table with a little toothpick.
Oh,
and take
my
out all
God.
The little crumbs, all the little black dusty bits that you can never really get out when you go through it with a cloth.
That is incredible.
And I completed it, mate. I made lovely little towers with my collection of dirt at the end.
That is a top tier procrastination. That is excellent.
I went through my screenshots folder in my phone, in my album for my photos.
Good.
And there are no duplicates, I can assure you.
Oh,
zero. Zero.
You know times are bad with it. That's a real like on the plane and you forgot to download something activity.
Yes. Yes. Totally. Then I had a little look around to see what else needs to be done in the house. I had most jobs done, but I said, you know what, I'll attack now. Do you know what needs everything removed and cleaned meticulously?
Oh, yeah.
The fridge.
Do you know what?
Now pull everything out. Get boil that kettle. Every shelf needs a good scrub with a Brillo pad.
Time to do something like that.
I replied to some WhatsApps that I genuinely haven't replied to in months. I've lined up two phone calls for catch up with friends that are both happening today on the back of that journey.
So I assume the tax returns won't be done today then either. Because you've not only did you not do them then.
Two calls.
Right.
I'm running out of time. I actually do have to do them today. My accountant is like, please send back to me ASAP !!
Oh no.
And what else I did was I had a lovely to-do list that included my tax returns.
Yeah.
I rewrote it twice the other day to really perfect my handwriting and give me the opportunity to use the green highlighter over the top jobs that had been done. So think of me today as the day. There's no avoiding it, or I actually could end up in prison.
No.
That's my worry. Where's Emma? Oh, she's gone to Mountjoy. Why?
She just nipped in quickly.
She had all her savings ready for a tax return, but she just was too lazy to get them done. So she's currently in prison.
She's cleaning the freezer.
Here's Jazzy now. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma and Fiona with you this morning, and we're in the middle of One Foot in the Rave. This is the game where we haven't played in ages until this week. It's a big comeback. You hear a tiny portion of a song, in this morning's case, 0.4 seconds. Try and win your way to the cinema. We have 8 IMC Cinema passes on the line this morning. And the clip, I haven't a notion, to be honest. It sounds like this. It's not easy.
It's hard.
Jordan is there. Hello, Jordan. How are you?
Hello, girls. How are you?
We're pretty good, thanks. Thanks, Jordan. You sound in great form today. What are you up to?
Oi, I'm on the way out to go fishing.
Fishing?
No wonder you're in great form.
Oh, you have a day off for yourself. That's fun.
Listen, we want to get you sorted with your cinema passes multiplied by 8. We're playing One Foot in the Rave. This is the tiny clip of the dance song. Jordan, what do you think?
I think it's Kygo Firestorm.
Kygo and Firestone. Great guess. Is it right, Callum? He is shaking his head, Jordan, I'm afraid. Not to worry. You have a lovely day, though.
Yeah, okay. Enjoy that now,
you
Jordan.
Too,
good luck.
Bye. Bye. That reminds me, when I was a teenager, I was out with this fella. I feel like I'm talking about my teenage relationships.
You are. I need the deep dive.
By random. By random. But he used to love fishing.
Oh,
and really? In order to hang out with him, I used to have to sit at the bank and just chat to him while he's sitting in the river
no,
fishing. I don't know why
no.
I did that.
Oh, in the big wellies and all. That's the big
yeah.
Sorry, no.
Yeah. The waders.
Yes.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
They
go over like dungarees.
And then he made me eat one. Yuck. Okay. Rose is there. How are you?
All good. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, girl.
Because you're such a Titanic fan, Fiona, do you get excited when you speak to someone called Rose?
I do. Honestly, do you get that a lot, Rose? There was room on the door for the both of you.
Yeah. Okay, Rose, here's the clip of the song. Any idea what that song is?
Rhythm of the Night, Corona.
This is the rhythm of the night. Oh, no.
I don't think Callum would be going back that far.
Sorry, Rose. Thanks for giving it a guess, though.
Excellent guess, though. I'm going to go and listen to that
Bye.
Now. Bye, Rose.
Talk to you later. And we are desperate to get rid of this and find out what this is. The clip sounds like this. What is that song? Hello, Shauna.
Hello.
Oh, hey, girl. You got energy. We love it.
I'm assuming that I got this right. I was like, no. I was like, I think this is this song.
Okay, well, I'm very excited to hear your findings on this, Shauna, because you sound confident. We like the confidence.
I feel confident. I'm feeling it, yeah. I'm feeling it.
Good for you. Here's the clip, Shauna. What are you thinking then?
I'm thinking that it's Major Lazer, Lean On.
Everybody's about to lean on.
Yes.
Let's check if you're right.
Shauna! You are! Yes,
girl!
Well done, Shauna.
Love
That's
it.
Brilliant. I still Thank can't you, hear it.
Me neither.
I'm on it with music. I'm not going to lie.
Oh my God,
you're a little raver, are you, Shauna?
Yeah.
Where were you when we were playing the golden ticket, eh?
Truly, honestly.
I'm in Walk-In Cause Pharmacy in Clonshock.
Shout out to Cause Pharmacy.
Yeah.
You sound like you had that answer ready for a while. Big up to the girls.
I must have been sounded here. I was like, I know what's this.
Oh my God. Well you absolutely killed it, Shauna.
The cinema multiplied by 8. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Well done, you killed it, girl. Bye. Thank you, Borat.
We'll be back with a brand new round of One Foot in the Rave tomorrow. But for now, let's get it on. The song that caused me so many issues over the last couple of days. It's Major Lazer. It's Myr. It's Lean On. You're listening to Spin 103.8. Here we go.
Check yourself. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Welcome into the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And it's something very current and up to date and affecting me personally today. I've had this protein bar all morning on my desk. Opened it up at about 6:45. And it's still not finished. And it's been one of the most enduring tasks of my life. I'm not going to name the brand because it's not fair. It doesn't taste like what it said it was going to taste like.
Okay,
can
you tell us what it was going to taste like? Because lots of them are like, you know, peanut butter and chocolate and whatever.
It said oat bakes chocolate chip flavor. Grand. So
does it taste like a chocolate chip cookie?
I'm thinking that's going to taste like a cookie. There's such a bang a coconut off it. Mm. And so, it's so coconutty, and it's like the texture of coconut. Mm. Everything is coconut right now. Mm. You can try some if you want, Callum.
I just want to look at the ingredients.
Callum's having a
go
there.
I'm just cross.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that is like, I have to, I'm never going to get through this and I need to give up. And it's kind of, does it say a lot of coconut?
No, but it's...
I don't dislike coconut, but it's just when it's all I can taste is coconut.
It just doesn't give me the, like, it just doesn't excite me. Oat flapjack with dark chocolate chips, 7%.
Okay.
Dipped in a chocolate flavour coating. So it's
that
not...
That was a pleasant surprise when I opened it this morning.
It's
I was
not
like, oh,
real
it's
chocolate. It's chocolate flavoured coating.
Yeah, but that's probably why it's trying to be good for you. Like, yeah. That's the sacrifices that you make. You should have just got a bag, packet of cookies.
A bag of crisps. I know, I should.
Any coconut in there?
Well, taste it.
Are you sure?
Taste it, Callum.
Okay.
And
on,
it's just, it was making me... Go on.
Coconut and Nico...
Coconut. I really like
coconut, hazelnut, but, fruit, no, yeah. Breakfast, come and me want some fun.
All right.
Can you not taste coconut?
I can, but it's actually really, I really like
oh,
that.
Shut up, lick ours to the company, which will remain unnamed.
I taste a lot of coconut. It's not bad. It's not great. It's not exciting. It's not.
Maybe
it's certainly
like
not
you
a
either
cookie.
Taste or, it was reminding me of you the other day being like, what about a book that you will never get through? It's just like one of these tasks that it's like you need to give up, or like when you have like painting in your house that
and
you're
also,
like, I'm never going to do it.
The protein bars are so expensive. You must get through them.
Sorry.
That's the
it was
why
reduced.
A protein bar?
It was reduced in super value and now I know why. Yeah, it was €2. They're normally like nearly fiver. And I'm like, I don't care about my body.
Why'd you do this yourself anyway? Have you got your PT today?
No, but I am trying to introduce more protein. I'll go to her tomorrow. Maybe I'll try and go to the gym today.
Go
but
home.
This didn't bloody help me.
Go home and have 2 boiled eggs on toast lathered in butter.
That is
just
exactly
gonna scoop
what I'll
protein
do.
Out of raw.
Right into the eye.
The one, the only, the very sexy C-Mats and her very sexy band. This is Euro Country. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Excellent themes, I think, in that song. We all remember it, don't we?
Oh, we do.
And if you want to win some stuff for free, then Spin is where you need to stick around and be. Who's in for Michaela, did you say?
Matthew.
So good, they named him twice. Michaela's unwell at the moment, but Matthew is on the way. You listen very closely, you might know the Spin is famous for playing 10 Spin hits in a row. Well, if you hear an 11th song across the day, listen closely, make down your little marks, count them up. Hear an 11th. Get on, win a prize in the
good,
past.
Very good prizes as well.
Yeah, like very juicy flight vouchers.
Yeah, like 250 euro flight voucher.
So listen closely. That's all to come with Matthew's next. He's got the Naughty Threesome around the corner, kicking off with Khalees and Milkshake. Catch you in the morning.
Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.